People that want to change other people or manipulate people and situations have no power. True power can only come when you are other-minded and in the field, the quantum field of energy or the unseen. The power to create lies in the field because the field is where everything is created. When your consciousness is at the level where you're ready to give to humanity and you want for all people what you want for yourself, there is great power to change and create. Some might offer that persons with selfish motives have power, such as Hitler. Hitler's power was not given to him by the field. His power was given to him by the conscious masses mindset, which has power but only in this world, only temporarily. Elements of the conscious masses mindset are those of impermanence, because the conscious masses mindset changes all the time and is in a state of impermanence. The way of the soul, or the way of the heart, is the way of permanence. In the way of the heart, there is a connection and oneness with others. The power that lies in the way of the heart is that of permanent change. It affects change in the realms of the causeless forces, and that is the only place where real change can happen. Click on this link to read further about causeless forces. Change can happen by force on this planet. That is the conscious masses mindset. But it is not change that will stay, and the change is dualistic, meaning that the change is for one group of people or another, this or that, black or white. Change that occurs in the heart by way of oneness, this is change that affects the planet. Oftentimes I hear people say, "I can't change anything, I'm just one person," or "world peace and conditionless love are impossible, it's fruitless to pursue them." But the truth is, those things are causeless forces which can only be attained by a change in the heart of a man, not a change in what he does as much as a change in what he believes. When the heart changes, the doing will follow. Thoughts are energy. Whether you have a murderous thought or a thought of world peace, you are releasing an energy with that thought. That energy is being broadcast from you. Your energy affects those around you. We have all been around people who have a very dark energy about them, and you want to get away from that or them as soon as possible. And we have all been around people who draw us in with their energy and their love. How will you change the world? When you are gone from this world, what will be the effect of your being here? Will you just have lived an ordinary life and followed the conscious masses mindset like everyone else, thinking you can't make a difference? That the opposing forces are too strong? That they have been established too long? Perhaps that's what Martin Luther King thought initially, or Mother Teresa, or Gandhi. But they somehow listened to their heart and not to others who told them it was impossible. Every person reading this has something to bring to this grand tapestry of life, something only you can bring to this world. You are capable. Fly.